okay? Because you seem a little manic.
I'm worried about him.
So am I, which is why I tried to get him on my show. We're saying the same thing.
We're not saying the same thing! We're not saying the same thing! If I don't do this, I don't live! I have to do this to fucking live! Don't fucking laugh at me! My whole life! My whole fucking life! I need to do this for you now!
Why couldn't I save her?
I wasn't strong enough to save you, Mom. But I promise, I won't fail again. I miss you. So much.
At that point in time, I was still trying to kill myself. I mean, I was very dedicated to trying to take my life, you know. I mean, the first time I tried to kill myself, and I'm not talking about like thoughts, I'm talking act, you know. First time I acted and ended up in a hospital, I was 12 years old. I did certain acts trying to take my life, you know, like speeding, driving at 190 miles an hour. It's not that I'm that big of a speed demon. I just didn't care, and I just didn't want to be here. So when I look at that, you know, I'm just like, wow, man, I wish I could just go back and tell that kid, just, man, enjoy yourself.
Been expecting you.
I know, Father.
So, you have accepted the truth?
I've accepted the truth that you were once Anakin Skywalker, my father.
That name no longer has any meaning for me.
It is the name of your true self you've only forgotten. I know there is good in you. The Emperor hasn't driven it from you fully.
Suit your feelings, Father. You can't do this. Feel the conflict within you, let go of your hate.
It is too late for me, son.
Luke.
Help me take this master.
But you'll die.
Nothing can stop them now. Just for once, let me look on you with my own eyes.
I'm so sorry, Harry. I know what it's like to lose a father?
I didn't lose him. He was stolen from me. One day, Spider-Man will pay. I swear on my father's grave, Spider-Man will pay.
How badly do you want what you want? How badly do you want it? Or do you want it at all? You see, there's an awful lot of people who want an awful lot of things. But how badly do they want it? If you want it so badly, if you want it with tremendous intensity of desire, there's really nothing in the world that can stop you from getting it. There's an interesting story was told about Socrates, and Socrates was talking to one of his students, and the student said, "I am hungry for knowledge. What can I do to increase my knowledge?" And Socrates said, knowledge is something that is readily available and easy to get if you want it bad enough. He said, "I'm sure I want it badly enough." And Socrates said, "Come with me," and he walked him offshore into the ocean. And they got about 3 or 4 feet, and Socrates, a very, very strong man, grabbed the young man and put his head under the water. And the young man began to struggle and struggle and struggle and finally became incredibly frantic and finally brought him up. And he said, "Now, what did you want while you were under the water?" And he said, "All I wanted was air." He said, "All I could think of in the whole world was air." He said, "When you want knowledge with the same intensity that you wanted that oxygen, you will get all the knowledge that you could desire. And when you want anything with great intensity, if you have the desire, you'll get it."
"It's okay, it's okay, you're okay.
My husband, my son, okay?"
"They're okay. They're both safe. I promise."
"Who are you?"
"I'm the Flash."
"I don't understand."
Isn't changing, Arthur.
My path is coming to an end, River.
You'll never change. I know that.
I've missed you for a long time.
Okay.